Before the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge opens to oil leasing, a top Trump administration official will formally sign off on the environmental review. And when that happens, there's a good chance that Joe Balash will be the one holding the pen. Balash is from North Pole and brings a uniquely Alaskan perspective to his senior job at the Interior Department. For our series on key players in the Arctic refuge debate, Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk followed Balash as he closes in on a long-sought prize.
Joe Balash says he's been personally tasked by the U.S. Interior Secretary with making sure that the Arctic refuge oil lease sale goes ahead. So you might not think he'd be all that welcome in Arctic Village, the Gwich'in community that's the center of the indigenous resistance to drilling. But when Balash walks into the village's meeting hall this spring with an all-white delegation of Trump administration officials, there are cheerful handshakes and even some hugs. Both sides are trying to be generous. One interior official brought moose sticks to share, and the tribal council cooked caribou moose and stew for lunch. But there's still a little bit of an edge. One local refuses to shake hands with one of the visitors. In an interview earlier in the day, Balash says he knows he's not going to change people's minds here. And he says his message to Arctic Village has been that it's not his job to sell residents on drilling.
I don't need you to say that we're doing it right. I don't need you to say that it's okay, but I do need you to tell me what matters most.
The point of the government's presence here is to give Arctic Village access to key decision makers, since the village could be one of the most affected by development in the refuge. And the tribal council is making the most of its opportunity. Gerald John is one member who speaks up.
We're not just fighting for caribou, we're fighting for polar bears and all 250 species of birds. Where are these birds going to go once you disturb their natural habitat?
Balash is sitting at the center of the administration's table, wearing a red zip-up sweater and khakis. As Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management, he's responsible for far more than just the refuge drilling review. He supervises more than 10,000 employees and a budget of more than $1 billion. But he still flew more than 3,000 miles for this meeting, and he's made a point of traveling to other villages likely to be affected by drilling in the refuge. This issue is personal for him, and his history with it is long. It goes back to high school.
My senior year government class, Nancy Plaxico was my teacher, and, you know, had to do a paper on current events, and I did mine on ANWR and whether it should be open.
What was the takeaway?
We Alaskans could get it right.
Before his job in the Trump administration, Balash worked in Alaska state government for more than a decade, first as a legislative aide and then later as natural resources commissioner. He's always been a pro-development voice, including when it comes to the refuge, but some of his initiatives were more successful than others.
Along the way, I learned sometimes you shouldn't do something just because you can. If you don't bring certain key players, institutions, communities along, just because you have the power for the moment, doesn't mean that that decision or that policy is going to stand the test of time.
Balash is a believer in oil, in the way that it can bring and has already brought critical infrastructure and cash into the Alaska villages on the North Slope. And he vehemently believes that the refuge can be drilled in a way that doesn't jeopardize the subsistence culture in Arctic Village, which depends on the porcupine caribou herd.
The one thing that I wish more than anything is that the fear that people have about the consequences of this, I am confident that we are able to move forward here and not devastate the porcupine caribou herd. I am absolutely convinced of that. And if I weren't, I would have very different feelings about this.
Balash says he believes that because caribou populations don't seem to have been dramatically reduced by other development on the North Slope. But he also acknowledges that the refuge and the porcupine herd have different characteristics. And he says the Trump administration's plan for the refuge accounts for that by restricting drilling in the caribou's core area. Matt Newman is an Anchorage-based attorney for the Gwich'in who was at the meeting in Arctic Village. But he grew up in North Pole, same as Balash, and Balash's brother was one of Newman's high school teachers. Newman says he disagrees with Balash politically, but he also sees a baseline respect and sincerity in Balash's and his colleagues' worldviews.
There's no mustache-twirling villains here. There's no
antagonists in the traditional storytelling sense. I take them at their word that they do think these are compatible activities.
The problem, Newman says, is that the Gwich'in vehemently believe that drilling in the refuge poses an existential threat to their way of life. And no matter how well-intentioned, that's a step that Balash is pushing at the direction of U.S. Congress. Back in Arctic Village, the meeting lasts for hours, with tensions rising and falling. At one point before it ends, Balash tries to figure out how to schedule the next meeting around caribou hunting season.
What is that harvest period?
We have our meeting up there on the mountain.
I'd like that.
You probably don't want me slowing you down.
When the meeting breaks up, Balash and his group head toward the charter plane that will take them back to Fairbanks. At the end, community leaders say they think Balash has been respectful, but they're not sure their message is getting through because they're still being asked to compromise their beliefs. Balash sees a middle ground where the Gwich'in and others who use the refuge can work with the government to make sure that the most sensitive areas for caribou are protected.
I sure feel like I'm doing more than checking the box here. I don't know how to convince them of that. And at the end of the day, I'm not sure I can. But I have to live with myself.
The takeaway from this meeting, Balash says, the Gwich'in want to stay engaged, and they want to know how the Trump administration is making its decisions. And, he says, they're still likely to sue the government at the end of the process. In Arctic Village, I'm Nat Herz.
Listen to part two of our series, The Future of the Arctic Refuge, Riches or Ruin, tomorrow night on Alaska News Nightly. We will profile Gwich'in activist Sarah James.